How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in John chapter 18, these final verses of this chapter in verse 38. Pilate has inquired of the Lord if he's a king. The Lord Jesus says, I was born for this cause, to bear witness of the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate, in his debauched condition, the condition of many, even in this day, what is truth? Oh, just to know the truth. Well, I tell you what, friend, you won't know the truth except you know it in the Lord. There is no truth other than in Jehovah God and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, the God-man that came down to be a Savior for sinners. There is no other Savior but He, and you won't know any truth without Him. And Pilate asks, what is truth? And he goes out to the Jews and says, I don't find any fault in this man. There's nothing worthy of condemning him to death. And he says to them, so you've got a custom here at the Passover that I release one unto you. Would you that I release unto you the King of the Jews? And they say, no, we don't want him, not this man, but Barabbas. Now, Barabbas was a robber. And we know from other accounts in the Gospels that Barabbas was more than a robber. He was an insurrectionist. He was a murderer. He was a rebel rouser there in Jerusalem. And in that region, he had led insurrection against the Roman government. They desire that he be released rather than the Lord Jesus. And that's how it is. The guilty released instead of the innocent. The innocent given for the guilty. That's the way it is with Barabbas. They desired that the guilty be released and the guilty be pardoned rather than the innocent Jesus Christ. That's the way it is also in salvation. Jesus was sacrificed on the cross of Calvary for guilty sinners such as me and such as you. And so they say, no, not this man, but release unto us Barabbas. And so then we go on into chapter 19, and we see here in verse number 1, then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. That cat of nine tails, 40 stripes save one, to get the truth out of the prisoner. Maybe this abuse of this Jesus of Nazareth will suffice the crowd. Maybe this abuse and whipping of the Lord is that cat of nine tails with rock and pottery, shards of metal woven into those nine straps on the end of that whip, as they tore into the flesh of the Lord Jesus, as they ripped the flesh off of his ribs and off of his back. Maybe this would suffice the people. Maybe this would bring out the truth. And then there with the soldiers that were responsible for this work, it says in verse number 2, and the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. They're mocking the Lord. The Jews have told Pilate that he is declared himself as king, and they've passed that word on to Pilate, and that word has been passed on to this centurion and these Roman soldiers that are put over this duty, and they mock our Lord and Savior. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and is do every crown that there ever was and has been and will be, and yet they plait upon him a crown of thorns. Thorns so sharp and so long. They're the sap that is within them, piercing into the skin of the Lord Jesus and his head, and grating up against his skull and causing infection and inflammation and pain, great pain, as they push it down upon his head. They take a purple robe and put it upon our Lord. He's worthy to wear the finest. He's worthy to wear white apparel because he's pure and he's clean and he's holy. And they put upon him this robe. And in verse number 3 it says, and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." They bow the knee to mockingly worship him, and they smote him with their hands. They slap him. They put a reed in his hand, the scripture says. And they smite him with that reed upon his head as the knots come forth on his head. And there in that impact upon his skull, they mock our Lord. He's bleeding. He's been scourged. The life is being whipped out of him. Yet he's keeping that body alive. Verse number 4, Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him." Maybe this will suffice. We've abused him. We've shamed him. We've mocked him. Won't you be content with that? Won't you be relieved with that, you Jews that have brought the Lord to me, brought the Jesus of Nazareth to me? Won't you be sufficed with that? He goes forth again and saith unto them, verse 4, behold the man, the scripture says, and I bring him forth to you that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, behold the man. Behold him, look at him. Look what we've done to him. Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough? Isn't that enough abuse and shame and mocking and torture? Our Lord and Savior, our great King and God, the Creator of the universe, comes meek and lowly, comes out before the crowd, wearing a crown of thorns, a purple robe, and blood running from his body, knots upon his head. His beard has been plucked already, and his face is a bloody mess. And they say, behold the man. Verse number 6, when the chief priests therefore and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. Pilate, he declares unto them that it's upon them, that he wants nothing to do with it. Yet they need his approval and his authority to put Jesus to death. He says, I find no fault in him. Verse 7, the Jews answered him, we have a law, and by our law he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. He declared that he is the Son of God. And because of that, he ought to die. But the Lord Jesus is the Son of God. If they would have just inquired, if they would have just considered, but their depravity makes it that they cannot do so. And Pilate hears this. He is a superstitious man. He is a man with a multiplicity of gods. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was more afraid. He says, if I got a man here that's the son of a god? And went again into the judgment hall and saith unto Jesus, whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. He said, where are you from? Then said Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? Pilate says, don't you know your life is in my hands? And Jesus doesn't answer a word. He doesn't answer a word. Pilate is used to men groveling before him and begging for their lives. Pilate is used to men bowing down before him and asking for mercy for their lives. He's used to that, but Jesus sits there. He stands there. He says not a word. He says, don't you know I have the power to crucify thee or to release thee? And then Jesus answers in verse 11, thou couldst have no power at all against me except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Oh, you've got responsibility, Pilate. But those that have brought me to you, they're the ones that have a greater sin. They're the ones that are more guilty. They have not taken the law of God that God has given them through Moses. They have not taken it and used it well. But they have used it and manipulated it and convoluted it to their own whim, to their own desire, to their own gain. He says to Pilate, if power wasn't given to you, you could not have any power over me. Verse number 12. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. And the Lord Jesus is the king. He is God's son, the Father's son. And so they use this politic against Caesar and says, if you don't put this man to death, he's made himself a king by his words. You're not Caesar's friend. Pilate, seeking to release the Lord, is desirous to do so, but the Jews pull out these politics on him. Verse 13, when Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, behold your king. And they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar. And so now they deny the Lord completely. They deny their Father, because God, Jehovah God, is their king. But they, for the sake of accomplishing what they will, they say, we have no king but Caesar. They hate the Roman government. They hate the oppression of the Roman government upon them. But to seek their ends and to seek what they want to do, they claim Caesar as their only king. No king but Caesar. And Pilate yields to public opinion and does this. Verse 16, then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified, and they took Jesus and led him away. And so we see here that the Lord Jesus is going to be taken to crucifixion. There early in the morning, there the Lord is denied and betrayed of his own nation. He came unto his own, we saw early in this book in chapter 1, and his own received him not. The Lord Jesus Christ, the King of glory, suffering, bleeding, the innocent given for the guilty, and doing these things all by himself. The world, the entire world against our Lord. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.